on 1116 SEN. Crunch Time. Voted 4 times most outstanding radio show for Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.
Needs the handball off the Kieran Jack. The co-skipper's got it inside the 50, and Buddy standing at the top of the goal square and taking the chest mark. Swings around and puts it through. Mark has been taken. The Mitchell goes inside the 50. His Buddy, and he takes it 49 metres out. He kicks from the 50, starts to swing back. Oh. There's 3 goals.
Bang. I might have underestimated him with 10.
3 goals on the board for Buddy. Up for Tippett, couldn't take the mark. He's got some help. This is Dan Robinson on debut, going for goal, and it's going to bounce through.
Well done, Buddy.
Franklin couldn't take on the bounce. Tippett just slips the handball away. And McLean all about the bounce here, and it's rolling through. Inside the 50, Cripps and Casbolt almost landed in Cripps's lap. He got the handball away to Armfield, steaming into an open goal.
Well, 30 metres out, he just chips it through for another goal. And look at Goodsey. He's got a bit of a dance going. A bit of a tribal dance almost, Matty.
Bit of tribal stuff there from Goodsey on Indigenous round. I think that'll get a run over the weekend.
I think it will. Showing a bit of emotion. Kieran Jack bounces his way to half court, confronted by Simpson. Work the handball through to Kennedy. Off to Franklin for 4. Yep.
Sends a high one up inside the 50 again. Kennedy on the stretch couldn't take it. He's Hanbury at ground level. Open goal square for Hanbury. And it bounces through. Thank you very much.
What a goal.
Quick stuff inside the 50. What Buddy takes the mark. Plays on. Runs into an open goal. And there's your half done. Here's Buddy Franklin with the lift on its way and through. There's 7 big ones for Franklin.
Sydney made with one last opportunity. Siren sounds. The final margin is 60 points. A 10-goal victory for the Sydney Swans. But a minor victory for Carlton in the way they went about it.
We came off a big week last week, and we were really happy to come out against a team that you're not quite sure about how they would respond, and we thought they'd come out and do a few different things and attack the ball hard, which they did, but to come away with a 10-goal win is we're happy with that.
A predictable victory for the Swans over the struggling Blues is overshadowed by another Adam Goods controversy. We'll hear from Goods, who's just spoken this morning, and catch up with one of his teammates.
There was more commitment intensity. We've had nearly twice as many tackles as we did last week, so obviously there's been some growth there and a spike in their effort. You know, and we know that we've come into this game with a little bit less talent, but tonight was never going to be about talent. It was going to be about our effort, and we thought we got a response there.
The post-Malthouse period begins at Carlton with an improved performance under John Barker. One of the co-captains from last night, Sam Rowe, will tell us about the week of drama at Princes Park.
I'll be telling Carlton that they should progress with looking for a coach without adding me to that list.
I'm also pleased that we've been able to achieve what I think is a just and fair outcome tonight, whilst also maintaining respect for the rule and for the umpires and for the game itself.
Oh, to be honest, it's been a tough week, but you know, to see people happy and a smile on their face and cheering you, it makes you feel pretty good.
In the crunch, as always, we'll ask all the questions that matter on and off the field.
Well, the club shouldn't be talking about Eddie Betts, Alex Rance, Patrick Dangerfield, Rory Sloane. It's inappropriate as far as I'm concerned. It's something the AFL needs to act on.
Yes, our spotlight today. Do we need to change the draft and trading process? All that and more coming up. It's another big edition of Crunch Time. With thanks to Ringwood Mazda, our great supporters. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal than Ringwood Mazda. Yes, good morning everyone. It is 12 minutes past 11, a beautiful clear day in Melbourne as round 9 of AFL footy continues, fresh from the SCG last night, where the Swans 19-8, 122, defeated Carlton 9-8, 62 by 10 goals. Buddy Franklin with 7 goals, as I mentioned, all that overshadowed, it seems, by another Adam Goods controversy. That will be discussed very shortly. We'll speak to one of the stars of the Swans. Sam Rowe is going to join us, the Carlton co-captain from the Blues. Our Saturday spotlight will follow on from the Damien Hardwick's comments about whether we need to make changes and stop clubs from talking to and almost talking about potential trades at the while we're in season. So, boys, with some strong thoughts on that. And, of course, we preview all the big games in the lead-up to Melbourne and Port Adelaide, which is our match this afternoon. So all that and a whole lot more coming up. Let's get into our team. Dermot Brereton.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. David King.
Good morning, Anthony.
And Mark Robinson.
We've got sort of strange voices on, haven't you? Hello, boys.
Well, we're not used to all being face-to-face in the one
room. I haven't seen Durham for 6 weeks.
You've got to get out more.
Is that a positive? Or?
Yeah. Nah, I love talking to Durham. I can't wait to get into this first topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well,
going to be beauty.
The front page of the Herald Sun is Adam's war dance, Robbo.
Oh, geez, I mean, what a moment in the game last night. I'll say this, I thought the overreaction from the commentary that I was listening to, which happened to be Dermot, Eddie Maguire, Mark McClure and Barry Hall. Little king, bit of a king at half time. I don't think Channel 7 really went near it. That said, I did listen to the Fox commentary.
Dennis did in commentary.
He did say one the line. words to the effect that shouldn't be here, but it's none of my business. And it was like an aside if you weren't really listening. And it was just I was not disappointed. I was surprised that people would have a different opinion of me now, from me to the incident. Now, that's not saying that my opinion's right. I thought, wow, what's this? That's the first thing I thought, wow, what's happening? And then I thought, oh, good on you. And then I thought, good on you, Alan Goods, for having the balls to stand up for who you are in the face of what has been, I would say in his life, a pretty tumultuous couple of weeks. That incident last week with Hawthorn, I'm not saying that the Hawthorn fans are racist, I'm not, but there's racist elements, but that was pretty ugly last week. And he was asked about it during the week, it's Indigenous round, and this guy, Australian of the Year, got criticised for that and for what he said.
He didn't get criticised for being Australian of the Year.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, he did. No, for being Australian of the Year, he didn't get
Yes, he did.
But it was more what he said when he was Australian of the Year that he got criticised.
Which he just brought up Australia's history.
I'll go. He didn't get criticised. I still think he hasn't been criticised for getting Australian of the Year. People might have thought there is a groundswell of people out there who thought he wasn't a great selection.
Mm.
It's not his choice. He didn't choose himself.
No, he did not. He did not.
There was criticism at the time of him being chosen.
Mm.
So well, Shane Warne, who's got 3 million Twitter followers, says, who chooses Australian of the Year? Adam Goods, why him? I mean, people are of influence. I actually wrote about you today, Dermot, with Goods, and I mentioned Shane Warne. Well, that controversial remarks, I think you made it here on, might have been on Crunch Time, about Adam Goods sliding in and you question his courage once you know, keep your feet and contest the ball man to man. And that was your opinion, and that had merit, that opinion. Why are you sliding in? Why don't you keep your feet? And from that, I reckon there was a real groundswell of anti-Goods feeling, and then the incident at the MCG with the 13-year-old girl, Australian of the Year, his speech, and a group.
Don't gloss over that.
Over
because
what?
You
Which
and,
bit?
You
Which
and,
bit?
I'll come straight to it. You and I know when we're on social media, and everyone, including the boys who were on before us, have danced around it like little schoolgirls. There is a major reason, the main reason, when I'm looking through social media, why there is a groundswell of people who boo Adam Goods. Some might think it's about that sliding in feet first. Some might think it's about being awarded Australian of the Year, whatever. The major reason is, and I am all for the equality of him standing up for his race and all the wrongs of the past and the terminology that belittles them. But the major reason why people don't have the fond of viewing with a great deal of affection and fondness is that schoolgirl.
There's no doubt about that, but
that is the major reason.
But that was
people are dancing around.
But that was an instinctive reaction from him. You know what part of the problem with this? The MCG security staff went and got the 13-year-old girl and put her in a room for 90 minutes. I mean, that whole night
the
was.
The public don't know about that. They're not concerned with that.
But that wasn't premeditated from Adam Goods. He heard the name and turned around and pointed. I mean, that was an unfortunate incident for the 13-year-old girl. It could have been a 38-year-old man, you know, because that's where the stuff
but
gets yelled at.
But it was a minor.
But he didn't really get booed after that. It was later than that he's
exactly.
really started to get booed. So I find it hard to see how you're saying that is the main reason that he got booed.
Hello, you're on social media. Pull out your social media
now. I know people say that, but
they are all over. That is, I go through mine and I link onto other people's 90%. Of the dialogue that is disliking Adam Goods is because that girl was a minor and they think she, and they are all for him, These people with sound, reasonable minds and reasonable viewpoints are all for Adam Good standing up for his race. In fact, we all bloody applaud it to the hills and back. But the fact that a 13-year-old girl was hung out to dry is not leaving a good taste in people's mouths.
No, I agree. I'm not saying that's wrong, but what I'm saying is that he wasn't really strongly booed until later than that.
To the Australian of the Year.
Let's get
There's
to
There's no doubt. When he started talking about the atrocities committed in Australia's history, and then people start, well, it's reverse racism, Adam Goods. And what's happened, it's snowballed in so many different areas that now, Dermot Kingy, I actually think people are sheep. I actually think people are booing for maybe just because the crowd's booing.
I think you don't have to like it.
I won't cop that.
You don't have to like it. You don't have to like any player. You pay your $20, you come in, you can boo, you can cheer, you can do what you like. I don't know why we have to celebrate Adam Goods as a footballer. Why do we have to celebrate him?
Two-time Brownlow medalist. He's a pretty damn good player.
I know he is, but why does average Joe who's going to the footy, who's paying his $20, have to clap or not boo? Why? If he doesn't like Adam Goods, surely he's entitled to boo.
But yeah, that's fine, but I don't think we're
Why does it have to be any deeper than that?
No, we're not ready for a culture where Adam Goods plays at the MCG last week against Hawthorn. I'm not picking on Hawthorn, but that was the incident where every time he went near the ball, there was these ugly...
That's happened for years.
But same venom, mate.
We've always had players that have been booed from time to time. It doesn't go through their whole career. It comes and goes.
But this is not coming and going. This is staying forever.
It's only just recently.
No, this has been going on for a year, and it's been building up to crescendo. The booing that I was a part of growing up when I was going to football was players leaving other clubs. Yeah. And that never happened. Hmm. It happened very rarely. Now it's happening a lot. So suddenly we've got, like, boos happening every week. And it's only boo and all that sort of stuff. But there's no doubt, and you can disagree with me, but I've got no doubt there is a race element to the Adam Goods booing.
See, I think that
from the Australian of the Year comments,
I think,
combined with the 13-year-old girl, has made him public enemy number one.
You had one of the great journalists, I reckon, great journalists of this town, Martin Flanagan, on, and he made on your show, 360, he made a great point. It's giving coverage to the minute proportion of racists who can boo. And that might be the case, but out of 40,000 people who boo him, you can't chastise 39,998.
But you're guessing that there's 39,998.
Okay. How many people do you know that are racist?
How many people do I know?
Well, I'm just saying.
Who make racist comments?
Actually, a fair few. Do you know any real racists?
Can you define?
A real racist. Somebody who is a real racist.
Oh, I don't know what real racism is. What is real racism?
Okay, what I'm trying to get at, Mark, is that you're making an estimation on a minute... We have learnt so much through Michael Long, a wonderful, wonderful man, through Nicky Winmar, spur of the moment, lifts his jumper up. Football, these wonderful Indigenous footballs have taught us so much, and we have moved so far. Mm. I reckon true racism in our game is at a minute, microscopic level.
On the ground, absolutely no doubt, Dern, but you know as well as I do, out there in the real world, right, there is a cross-section of bright people, empathetic people,
Neanderthals.
Well, I try and hope that society's like that.
It's not, Dern.
It's not. You know, it's bad. And last night when the dance happened, you were commentating.
Yeah.
You were commentating, Hutto. Tell me, what did you think? What was your initial reaction when you saw what happened?
Well, I called the goal and I actually looked away, and then Maddie tapped me and said, look back. So I looked back, and that's what I just described as he's done something. I know that said what the word was, war dance or whatever it was. But I initially thought, great. And then I did think, it looked pretty...
it was confrontational.
Yeah, I thought, I hope that's not directed at someone in the crowd, you know, in a vicious way. But once that was, so I could understand people having that thought. But once you look at it again and you hear what Adam Good said, I think it's fantastic.
And the footage of the boomerangs. And I remember that story going, look, this is great. It's like the haka. I remember looking at that story. So when he did it last night, it was confrontational. It was aggressive. But Adam Goods is under fierce pressure at the moment. Fierce pressure. Doom, he's under, I'll tell you what sort of pressure he's under in a different way. You know, when you on the field, did some crazy things, and the whole football world, you were the spotlight of it. You may have been able to deal with that. Some people can't deal with that. And I reckon Goods is under so much pressure that
there's
last
no doubt
night,
about that.
That last night, this was premeditated, and last night he kicked that goal, and he says, I'm going to do this for my people, and I'm going to show you people out there, no matter what you do to me and what you say, I'm still going to be a proud Aboriginal person.
That's an opinion.
It is an opinion.
Yeah, that's an opinion. And what we are opinionating on here is the motivation.
Adam Goods has just spoken a couple of minutes ago up in Sydney, and we're going to speak to Ted Richards, but it starts off by asking him, he was asked by the media, what he was trying to achieve.
Show that passion and that pride about being a warrior and representing my people and where I come from. So, it wasn't something that was premeditated. Lewis Jetta and myself had a chat on Thursday that we wanted to represent on Friday night, and we wanted to do a dance, and it was a shame that Lewis couldn't get on the board because he had something special planned as well. So it was all about being representing our people and our passion, and dance is a big way we do that. And there's nothing untowards to the Carlton supporters. It's actually something for them to stand up and go, yep, cool, we see you, we acknowledge you, bring it on.
Do you think the reaction to this shows how far Australians have to come to be accepting our Indigenous culture in our community?
What has the reaction been?
It's been divisive, Adam.
Yeah.
It's been pretty divisive.
It is. Look, I think from my point of view, my teammates loved it. The Carlton players loved it. Like, it's not something that people should be getting their backs up against the wall about. Is this the lesson we want to teach our children, that when we don't understand something, we get angry and we put our back up against the wall? Oh, that's offensive. No, if it's something we don't understand, let's have a conversation, understand what was Goodsy doing. He spoke about it after going, okay, it's from the Indigenous All-Stars. It's something he learnt from these under 16 kids. I just think of those kids watching last night and they saw that, how proud they would be, because this is something that they come up with, and we replicate at that level.
If you had your time again though, Adam, would have you gone towards the Carlton fans, or would have you perhaps gone towards the middle of the ground?
My time again, next Indigenous round, as it would have been at the other end, if I had kicked my first goal at the other end, I had something else planned to do there, because you want to do that to the Swans supporters. So for me, it is about doing it to the opposition. I'm not going to go up to Chris Yaron and do it, because he'd actually be part of the war cry. So for me, it had to be towards opposition and say, here I am, take me as I am, you guys can cheer, boo, whatever, but take this for what it is.
Will you lose any sleep over Eddie Maguire's comments?
I don't know what he said.
He labelled it violent and aggressive.
Violent and aggressive. It's interesting. I haven't seen the comments. If he feels like, it offended him, I feel sorry for Eddie. This is something that a lot of Aboriginal people are proud about. This is something that, you ask any New Zealander person about the haka, do you think the wallabies get their back up against and fear that that's offensive? It's supposed to be. It's a war cry.
Do you understand that it has divided opinion, though?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if people don't understand it, let's take the time to understand it. There's nothing offensive. There shouldn't be a Carlton supporter who felt offended by what I was doing. Understand what I was doing. I was a war cry. It was a battle cry at you guys saying, this is who I am. This is what I represent. You guys can do whatever you want.
Well, that's Adam Goods' views on it this morning. So
it wasn't premeditated, but Lewis Jetta planned it on Thursday.
At the other end, we'd have done something different.
Yeah, so he's saying it's a war cry aimed at the opposition, but it's still just something that is, reflective.
He's contradicted himself there. Now, let's not dance around it. He said it is aimed at the opposition, but I didn't signal out the Carlton supporters. Now, that's a contradiction. Now,
he clarified. He said it was actually aimed at the opposition.
Okay. Well, he said it wasn't last night.
Mm.
So he's flipped on that.
I think it's unfair to signal out Eddie Maguire in that questioning too. I think that's incredibly unfair. If you want to ask about the violence or the aggression in the dance, label that question your own. Eddie was in no way disagreeing with what Adam did last night. He tabled both sides of the argument.
Yeah. Eddie was neutral ground.
He was neutral ground. Eddie
had his journalist hat on last night where he got excited, which we all do. Seriously, I do, when there's a big story.
Hmm.
And Eddie was getting excited because this was a big story.
He wasn't racist, though, or anything.
I can't recall. He said that the question put to him that Eddie Maguire called it violent and aggressive.
He said aggressive.
Yeah,
I can't
remember him saying. Damn, you were there. You're sitting next to him. Can you remember violent?
I can't remember him saying that.
Not that it's about Maguire anyway. I mean, it's about.
Sounded like Pricey here now. I can't remember him saying it. The action is aggressive. Come to somebody, to run at somebody in a war dance. If you strip it back from times past, it's a conglomeration of different elements of... I spoke to a very prominent, a mate of mine who's a very prominent person within the Indigenous fraternity, and he said it's a conglomeration of certain areas and their tribal war dances, and they've put them all together for these under-16 teams. He said, and his description was, my mob doesn't do it. I don't know that Goodsy's mob does it either. But he's done it, and it is meant to be aimed at your opposition. Now,
it's like the haka
is,
in a way.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. It's now, the haka, Aboriginals, they actually recognise it and say, we have our own form of haka. That was explained to me by an Indigenous man as well. Now, the haka, if you strip it back, and we still use it in sport, and I'm a little bewildered also. I think it's one of the wonderful, wonderful things. But it actually signifies, I want to be violent against you. That's what it says.
Yeah, but if we say, let's go out and kill them, you don't literally going to get run out as a player and kill the opposition. I mean, just because there's a war dance
Ty
doesn't mean
that
they're going to war.
And does a jig.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't point his finger and cock the thumb up as if it's a gun.
Well, I don't think that was in Irish culture, having guns, is it? He was doing an Irish jig.
Ireland's culture has been steeped in violence.
Oh, IRA. But, I mean, we're talking a dance move here.
Okay, but
Irish
what
jig.
I'm saying, if you strip it back to its absolute bare bones, it's signifying violence.
You didn't like. Let's cut. To
the I didn't
chase.
Like it.
You didn't. Like
I didn't
it.
Like it because it was directed at an opposition group who I thought had behaved beautifully, really, really well. And as we see now, no good could come from it last night. No good. Goods is wonderful that he recognises and is willing to. And I am all for Adam Goods being in Australian of the Year. Every Australian of the Year has the absolute right and onus and responsibility to push his cause. Push it. But you don't do it in this manner.
I disagree, but yep. fair point.
That's
fair
why we're
point.
Here and we all are entitled to opinions as long as we're not racist.
We have one. I know we have one round a year called Indigenous Round, and the pressure build up sometimes, and even I, growing up watching YouTube play, sometimes you think your AFL players are indestructible, that they're not human, that they're just athletes and they're in this environment and it's a bubble and everything's good. Very few, and I try to get this before with you, dude. You have been in situations where you have been the centre of Australia's sporting attention when you've done something wrong, right? Or you've done something great, or done something wrong. You know, Dermot Breton, he's a thug, Dermot Breton's this. I can't honestly believe that you'll sit there and say, no, it didn't affect me at all, it didn't affect me, because you're a human being. Adam Goods was under utter stress, and he made a stance last night with a very aggressive dance move. After I saw it, and I thought, what's that? Then I thought, I didn't even think of the Carlton fans. Didn't even think of them.
Did you see their faces? The ones who he ran at?
That's fine. Did you see the hatred? The hatred on one bloke who was leaning over the fence abusing Adam Goods for doing a dance. A dance, an aggressive dance. It's not directed at him personally.
Did he simulate throwing a spear at the bloke?
Well, that's the end of the... He didn't throw it at him. He sort of threw it...
I said simulation,
probably lucky,
Mark.
He didn't have one.
I know, but seriously, he did a dance. I looked at it and said, there's a problem. Why is that guy abusing Adam Goods for that?
We'll take a break. Why? It's 28 minutes to 12 here on Crunch Time, 11:16 SEN for Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. Ted Richards is going to join us shortly, and then Sam Rowe from Carlton. Robbo, you're pointing.
Kingy didn't get an opportunity there because me and Dermot sort of swallowed up all the time. But Kingy, we were talking before about, you know, the Indigenous players at North Melbourne. And Kingy growing up as a country boy coming to Melbourne, going from Port Melbourne to Kangaroos and meeting the all these Indigenous boys, who great mates of him. He said they taught us all this culture. Is the teaching of the culture of Aboriginals with young people, does that happen to them? Does your young
why couldn't that dance have been done like the under 16 kids did it, the Boomerang Boys, and actually have done it pre-game? If they were hell bent on getting their message across, do it like the haka. Do it pre-game. Don't make it about Adam himself post goal. Do it properly.
I think the message got across.
The message got across, but it's caused angst.
I would have liked to have seen Buddy and Lewis Jetta do it together on the field.
Buddy would have got worn out. He would have done it seven times. But if they, I think Adam can't complain about being booed and then do what he did last night. I think you can't have it both ways.